Let's go.
We get on very well.
Yeah,
Yeah.
same. I just have like an elder sister.
Older sister.
Yeah, she's 9 years older than me.
Oh, wow, that's quite.
Yeah, that's like a lot.
There's 5 years between me and my sister.
Oh, that's so cool. How many earrings do you have? Like O's do
Oh,
you
I
have?
want 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
8,
nine,
9. Shit. Like, how do you do
10. There's one on that side as
it? So,
well.
like, how do you fix them in the morning? Like,
Well, other than these, I leave them all in.
oh,
Like,
so you
so they
don't
just stay in all the time.
permanently.
Yeah, but these ones I can take out when I change them.
Oh, so like, don't you feel pain? Oh, like, there's an arc, yeah.
Wait,
Like,
this one?
no, the
The
art, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, shit. That's not painful.
It is at first. After about a year, it's fine.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
I love this game.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, you wanna go first?
No, you go first.
Okay.
What makes University of Glasgow special to you?
Special to me.
Being a new student, like, what's the cutting edge that University of Glasgow has? Like,
Everyone's really nice.
oh,
I feel like everyone's nice.
in the university
In the
too?
university. Yeah, that's
Oh,
what I
so
mean.
like, who was nice to you? Could you, like, do you have like a situation of someone being nice to you? Like,
Like I went to a party,
yeah.
or not a party, just one of the events at the union, and a random person was like, "Oh
You're
my
so
gosh, your dress,
beautiful.
yeah, your dress is so nice." And like I don't even know them, but they just say nice things. I think that's nice.
Oh, that's cool. So like,
I think everyone looks out for each other, like
yeah.
making sure we all get home safe and making sure, I don't know, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. So like, do you ever get criticized? Like, can you handle criticism? Let's say you come into a place and people weren't so nice to you. How would you react?
It depends if their criticisms were something that I was generally doing wrong or if they were just being mean. If I was being criticized for my own actions, maybe I could be like, oh, evaluate that and see if
Okay.
I was doing something wrong. But if there are people who are just being critical for not very nice reasons, I'd probably tend to avoid that, them, or if it's really bad, confront them.
No. So if you like were to look at your younger self now, and like, what advice would you give your younger self? Like, what would you have wished you'd done better while you're young? You're still young, we're still
Yeah,
young.
we are
But
still
like,
young.
if you could rewind yourself back 5 years, what would you have done better?
5 years. Just try not to change anything about yourself to try and fit in. Like,
Okay.
just be interested in what you're interested in and don't try and like things because someone else likes them. Or like,
Oh.
say if you find a person who you like and they like this, you don't have to like that as well. You can still get on being different, and I'd say that like
No.
people who are different and
True.
different interests can still
So
get on.
yeah, like that's being able to appreciate like our differences and
Yeah.
just embrace it. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Why?
Why? Not
Yeah.
met the right person yet.
Oh, like, so like, have you had a boyfriend in the past?
Yeah, but quite a while ago.
Okay, so like, when you said you've not met the right person, so what makes the right person? You know, in we currently live in a world where everyone wants to be with someone. No one
Right,
like
yeah.
ever wants to just enjoy themselves alone. They feel they have to like have a company to make them feel special, to make them feel better.
Right,
So have
yeah.
you undo that?
I tend to be very happy in being single. It's not something I'm not always looking for a partner because I enjoy, like, I don't mind being single because it's quite fun.
Yeah, you that's like you're free to do anything you want to
Yeah,
do.
and it's like I can put all my energy into something like a project, like
Yeah.
university and things. So there is that, but in terms of what makes the right person, I guess just appreciating you for who you are.
No. That's
And
cool.
like someone I can have a laugh with as well.
Oh, I don't know why girls like comedians.
Because that's like laughing makes you happy.
What about men though? Like, that probably can make someone laugh. Like, and it's just your nature.
But I think everyone could probably make someone laugh.
Okay,
It just.
if we'd done this backwards, like the other way around,
Okay.
and I'm saying I want a girl that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Can you make your guy laugh too if you want him to make you laugh? Like, are you
No.
funny enough?
Maybe.
See, so like, I feel like a lot of times we just want things, and probably we ourselves can just be those things to ourselves.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I just I make myself laugh a lot. I'm
Yeah,
quite
I do
funny.
that too. I do. I talk to myself. Do you talk to yourself in the
Yeah,
bedroom?
I talk to myself all the time.
A
I'll do like different accents or impressions around the
Yeah.
house just for fun.
And it's just always so cool. Like, really so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like being alone, you could just look at yourself. Like, I could practice a lot of things. You know, I think it was this morning that I think my boss just like pissed me off. Then I was practicing my speech to just like, oh, if she says this, I'll say this. If she says this, I'll say this. Then I'll just tell her, just like, this is
In
it.
the
Like, and it's just always so fun. And there are times where, you know, you want to do something great and you're about to step out, you look at yourself, like, you can do this. You've done it before. You can just push
exactly.
it. It's like always really cool. Really cool. Yeah. Like, do you believe in God? Like, do you have faith?
I don't believe in God, but I'm not anti-religion in
Oh.
that sense where I. My family are religious and I went to a Christian school, but and I never really felt like it was something.
For you.
No, I don't feel like it was for me. And
Oh, you mean your parents are religious?
my grandparents are
Oh, okay.
religious. Yeah. It's just because I'm quite scientific as well in my studies.
So you believe like we all just came down like boom.
I don't know. It was slower than that,
Okay.
but I think I choose not to believe in something or let sort of like dedicate my life to something which hasn't been proven, I guess. That's
Oh.
probably my take on it.
Okay, so
But
if
I
you
appreciate the moral
moral
code
codes
that
or
religion brings, and I think it's nice that people follow it.
okay.
However,
So you
not
see
to the
yourself
extent
like
where it.
more of like a moralist than being turned into religion.
Yeah, like I think like fables.
Oh.
Like you can take a story and you don't have to believe in it, but you can still learn something from it.
Oh, true. So like if someone was coming to talk to you about like a religion, let's say if someone wanted to talk to you about being a Christian, how would you have liked the person to approach you? Like if someone comes to you, I'm like, okay, I want to invite you to a church, how would you want the person to say?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Maybe like approach it in a sense where they're not trying to. Like they don't, they're like not trying to force you, they're just giving you like an option to learn and also like show that they'll accept that you might not change your mind, but they still want to show you.
Okay, so I should come and be like,
No,
Eva!
like you're like, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you believe in God? And I'd be like,
No, I don't.
no, and they're like, okay, that's what we do. We thought maybe you could like, we don't expect you to change your mind or anything, but would you like to learn a bit more about it?
Oh, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, and like, you have like a very subtle voice, and I feel like your voice has like, would have like if you're communicating with people to like so charming, they're like, hi, I'm Eva. Like, okay, would you like to join my club society? Like, you could just learn a bit, like, oh gosh, for your voice,
Oh,
I'll
thank you.
come. What's your favorite movie?
I like Disney films.
Real
Yeah.
Disney. So, like, what I remember, Mark and Cozy, or is it Cozy and like, Life on Deck.
I'm not sure if I remember.
Life or like I used to watch it when I was a
Oh,
baby.
like Disney
Yeah,
Channel.
Disney. Like, so what Disney movies do you watch?
I like Tangled,
Oh.
Moana,
Oh.
Mulan,
I don't know any of that.
Disney Princess
No,
films.
I don't know any of that. Okay. So like aside from like Disney, do you watch like normal movies?
Normal movies.
Like what normal movie
Yeah,
do
I
you like?
Christopher Nolan's Interstellar.
Oh, nice.
Good
Yeah,
one.
yeah.
Very interesting.
I like them too. Like I like the position of the camera because no one would know actually. Someone could think it's another person sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like now, if you had the ability to actually change the world, what would you like do to actually make the impact to change the world?
What would I do? If I had the ability to change the world. I'd distribute wealth more equally
to
start with.
So like how do you think like wealth could be like distributed equally? Because
natural resources I think tend to be like people tend to say they own natural resources like land, oil.
But they worked for it, right? Like
no, not always though. The what I mean is like large companies will say that they own this bit of natural resource and then they control who gets it and make money off that.
Yeah.
Like, but what's to say that we can't all just share the natural world we live on rather than it being owned by multimillionaires?
Okay, so if you were a multimillionaire today, would you share your own?
I would try. Yeah, definitely.
For real?
Yeah.
You know, like
I'm not a very material person.
For real?
I would probably buy my family a house first. but I'd definitely try to
What's your dream house like?
My dream house.
Yeah.
Red brick. not quite the countryside, but just like outside of the city.
Oh.
In a nice village. Nice people.
Nice village, nice people. Like, do you want your house like to be like so big or like so?
No, just enough for a family.
For real?
Yeah, I think so.
That's just all you want. Do you want to?
Well,
be like,
it's not all I want, but I don't find happiness from the most expensive houses or cars or things like that.
What do you find happiness in?
Things sort of. Things that feel nice, like that feel like home, or remind me of a nice memory, or something that feels like it's good for the world. So I don't really buy fancy designer clothes. I like to buy clothes that people have made or that people have already worn because it's kind of got a story and it's better for the environment that way.
Oh, so amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cute. I could be spending your money for you. that's actually like really good.
I got this jumper from a secondhand shop.
Wow.
And my trousers. And my shoes actually. There you go.
Wow. So amazing. So like you're like not material like driven.
Not really.
You're more like
what drives me is the idea of having the life I want. So I want to earn money so I can look after my children in the future.
So like in your mind, are you just only concerned about your immediate family? Do you look out for like being so influential that you can actually impact other people's life, like probably coming up with a breakthrough research in like cancer and like
yeah it's not just for the money. Like I'd love to get into doing work in sustainability and science, so like making food production better for the environment and people, making sure other companies are researching things but doing it in a way that won't be harmful, so
unnecessarily
testing cosmetics on animals. I don't agree with.
Well, like I feel like, you know, it's actually very inspiring because most people like within the age of like their teenage age are more concerned about the kind of phone they use, the kind of cars, the kind of dress, like how people perceive them. But I always say that the worth of a person is not in the things he owns, but in the value he's able to contribute.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, everyone will leave this world and your clothes will not go with you. Like, even if you're buried so much with like golden caskets in a golden Rolls Royce, you will leave that behind. So like,
And you know
what?
what, if you did, you could get in, it could get stolen, or like get into a car crash, and like it's, things are so easily damaged and replaceable, but you can't replace like growing as a person. And
Very true. Like, I feel everything I've forgotten the word, I use it like nothing is like permanent, it's ephemeral. Like,
yeah.
it goes away, it's temporary. But a lot of things that stay with us, like, that's why I feel family is very important. People that chase after money and forget family would at the end like lose the family and lose the money. So I feel like basic things in our society are just like getting driven away. People are losing the concept of impact, people for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like not so good.
When I first moved here, it was a bit,
Stressful.
yeah, but settling in, and a little bit homesick, but nothing serious. I'm kind of getting on top of things, but
Yeah. Are
it
you that
is
kind of
that.
person that likes to get on top of things? You don't like things to control you?
Yeah, I like to make sure I'm on top of things, because if you leave it last minute, then you just have too much.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, it's that, like, I'm on top of things, but it's like, it's a continuous. Once you've done one thing, you've got
Yeah,
something
instead I
else
was
to
coming.
do.
Yeah.
It would be nice to sort of slow that a bit, or give us time to sort of, not forced rest, but
Yeah.
like giving us the option for rest.
Yeah.
Because you've got Monday to Friday
Yeah.
doing like actual in university, and then you've got your weekend, but then you've got to do your independent work as
Yeah.
well. And if you're tired on an evening, it's sometimes hard to do it on an evening, so you've got to do it on a weekend, and then
Yeah.
there's no time for work, or to earn money,
True.
no time to earn money or rest.
Are you open to like other cultures?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so if I teach you our like my culture, like how to say your name in my culture, would you try it out?
Yeah.
Okay,
Go for
so
it.
like let's do one, two, breathe in, breathe out. Let's do it. Are you ready? Okay. So like back in Nigeria, like I'm from the West, the Yoruba side. So I'm from Oyo in Nigeria. But I speak Yoruba, but like in Nigeria generally, the national language is English. Everyone speaks English.
Right.
That's why like when we come here and people are like, oh, you can't speak English so well. I'm like, you guys colonized us. What do you expect for me to speak French?
Yeah.
So like to say, I'll teach you how to say your name in Yoruba. So
Okay,
you
my
would say,
name.
you'd say Orukomi.
Orukomi.
No, Orukomi.
Orukomi.
Like me.
Me.
Yeah, okay. Orukomi.
Orukomi.
Okay, you're trying.
I'm trying.
You're getting there. So you just have to be louder with it. Orukomi.
Oracle me.
Ni.
Ni.
Ever.
Ever.
Oh, that's cool. Let's go again. Orukomi ni ever.
Oracle ni.
No, me, Oruko, me, ni, ever.
Oracle me ni ever.
Yeah, so say it by yourself.
Oracle me ni ever.
No, you're separating the syllables, so it's like,
Okay.
has to like continuous, like Oruko, me, ni, ever.
Oracle me ni ever. Oracle me ni ever.
Yeah, that's good.
Oracle me ni ever.
Yeah, so like you could even say good morning, which means Ekaro.
Ekaru.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
Ekaru.
Carol, that's cool.
I like
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. So like, what other cultures' food have you tried? Like,
Ooh, I like. I've tried quite a few. It's quite accessible in the
okay,
UK.
yeah.
Other cultures of food.
So like, what do you like the most?
I like Southeast Asian food.
Oh, nice.
That's nice. And I like Greek food. I
Yeah.
love Greek
Yeah,
food.
you know, like I went to a Greek restaurant yesterday night and I couldn't just stop eating, you know, like
Yeah.
I wish I could eat the plate
I
too.
love the cheesy, the
Yes,
oil,
like I'm like, they do something so different.
Yeah.
It's like so cool,
Really good.
like really good, man. I think I have to go to Greece sometime.
Me
What kind
either.
of person would you want to be? What kind of person would you want the world to see you as? Person of hope that people can look up to. You know, you have a lot of people look up to, like, artists.
Yeah.
They look up to politicians. They look up to Hollywood stars and things like that. But I always tell people, you don't actually have to be so popular before someone can look up to you or be a beacon of hope. The thing is, let's imagine every day in my day, I talked like I actually impact 10 people's life. So like in 7 days, I've actually transformed 70 people. Like then 70 times 52 weeks. Now imagine how many people I've actually been a beacon of hope to for the past 52 weeks in a year. So like, how do you hope to like be a person of hope like to the world? What would you want to bring to the world that is filled with so much hate and darkness?
I'd like to encourage people to be kind,
yeah,
and accepting of people's differences,
yeah,
not necessarily having to understand everyone's choices in their life,
yeah,
but to be accepting and respectful,
yeah,
of people and things that they do. I think that'd just be really nice.
Yeah,
people tend to get up in everyone's business,
yeah,
these days and try to have an opinion on their life.
Okay.
And I think it's quite invasive.
Okay.
Especially in the media. I think it'd be nice if everyone would be kind to each other and live life together rather than pointing at other people's lives and,
yeah,
like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
I was kind. Even when you didn't deserve it, I was kind. Even when you treated me so badly, I was kind. Even when I heard everything that you had said about me, I was kind. And I wasn't kind because of who you are. I was kind because of who I am. I don't pray for you to be punished. That's too easy. I only pray that I have the courage to continue to be kind, no matter what you do.